Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up on iPad Today, new iPad unboxing.
I've got white, she's got black, we're rocking LTE and we're not looking back.
Retina display and one word wow. iPad Today starts right now.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMyPC. GoToMyPC apps are the missing link for remote access to turn your iPad and iPhone into your office computer. Visit GoToMyPC.com for your free 30-day trial. Use the offer code iPad. And by Ford, featuring curve control to help protect against crashes on curves. Look for curve control available in the 2013 Ford Taurus. And learn more at Ford.com/cars/Taurus. And by Audible.com. To download the free audiobook of your choice, visit audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. It's Padmas. It's iPadmas.
Happy iPadmas.
Happy iPadmas, everybody.
Happy iPadmas, everyone.
Sarah Lane is here, and she has a confession to make.
What is it? I didn't buy this?
You've had an iPad for a week, and you kept it a secret from us.
Here's why. Okay.
It wasn't yours to talk about.
It wasn't mine. I live with somebody who had an iPad review unit for the last week.
Some of the big names, David Pogue and Walt Mossberg. No, she doesn't live with either one of them.
No.
Got an iPad on the day of the speech. It was last Wednesday. They handed them out. And some people didn't, but some did. And those people got their reviews. And I think their reviews came out Wednesday, right?
Yeah, they were under embargo until Wednesday, I think 6 p.m. Pacific.
How much time were you able to get with it, though? I mean, he had a writer's review.
We went to South by Southwest with it and kept it in the hotel
room.
I hate you.
You are a sly cove. You kept a good secret.
Here's the thing. Is that you can't keep secrets.
I know. That's why they don't give me anything.
So I couldn't tell you.
No. I would have said something.
I wanted to tell you.
No. I wouldn't know.
Oh, how I wanted to tell you, but I couldn't because no. I know how you just say
stuff. Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
I blab. So I'm glad you didn't tell me.
That's what happened.
And I'm impressed at your ability to just go...
Yeah.
Because I'm saying things last week. Because you already had it last week.
Yeah.
I'm saying things last week, and you're going... Well, I'm sure it's going to be good. You.
That was already like, the Retina display is the best thing in the world.
Yeah, you wanted to say that, didn't you? All right. So Sarah did something nice, though, because we all got our iPads today. Some of us, Jammer B and who else went to the store? Chad, our producer, the old redhead, went to the store and got theirs at the Apple store at 8 this morning. And they got the line. Was it a big line, Chad?
There was about 60 to 80
line.
People.
No, that's a lot of people. That's in Santa Rosa.
Right, in Santa Rosa, this was not a big... I mean, this is a normal Apple store.
It's one of the little mall stores. It's not like the Fifth Avenue store or the San Francisco store.
Right.
So that's pretty good. Did they sell out, Chad, or do you know?
I don't know, but they had enough that I don't think that they were going to sell out.
Yeah.
They didn't seem worried in the
slightest. By the way, if you're wondering where's Waldo, we found him.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So they had
one, and then around 11 this morning, the FedEx truck pulled up, and we got about 6 or 7 or something. I mean, everybody in the office, even Frederic, who's never had an iPad before, got one. She's really happy.
New world. Well, we decided to shoot the show at 4 p.m.
On Friday,
the 16th, because we didn't know when the shipment was going to come.
So I've been installing, and I have some thoughts about that. But I'm impressed. You held off. You still have your old iPad. Your iPad 2 has out.
I do,
but
yeah.
But this is your new one.
So I'm going, I've got my white one set up the way that it's always set up on the show. But I knew that you wouldn't be able to wait.
Oh, no, I unboxed it.
Come on.
Tom Merritt did an unboxing on camera, though.
Tom Merritt did an unboxing, but I actually haven't opened mine until right.
Okay. We got to get a close-up of this, though.
Second.
All right. So that first of all,
ooh, the plastic's still on it.
Walter Isaacson, in his biography of Steve Jobs, talks a lot about how Steve and Johnny Ive really thought the packaging was important. That's the first experience, and so they made it perfectly. It fit perfectly, and it does. When you pull open the lid, it's almost like a vacuum because it's such a perfect fit There's your charger. That's the same as always.
I don't have enough of those.
All of that's the same.
Everything's the same. In fact, this experience is exactly like the iPad 2
experience. This is our third time at the dance.
Yeah. But
now, which you got the black one. Last year you had the white one, and we flip-flopped. I'm now white and you're black.
So pretty.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That's not on yet. So I decided to go back to black, really not because I don't like the white iPad. In fact, I almost prefer it, especially when I'm looking at something with white white background, which is a lot of websites. It just seems to flow a little bit better. But I thought I need something to differentiate
the two. So it's coming
on.
It's coming
on
now.
To make it seem new, because I haven't had a black iPad for, well, a year now.
As is in the past, the battery is mostly charged. Mine was 86%.
Oh, really?
So you don't have, you can, which is nice of Apple, because it means you can kind of start playing with it right away. Now, you're going to have a choice of starting with a fresh iPad.
That's right.
Go ahead, show that, because I think that's new. I don't think we've ever seen
that. I've never seen just that regular old
iPad. And as you walk through it, they're going to ask you some questions right away, and I think this is a new privacy policy thing. For instance, here's the language.
Newcomen. Yeah, we'll go with English. Yep.
I think that's a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
United States,
that's where I am.
Now, this is interesting. Do you want to enable location services?
Absolutely.
And I think that is important, because Apple's saying, you know, we're going to track some information about you location-wise.
Yeah.
Do you agree to this? And that's the third screen you see. It's a big deal. Big screen. You have to explicitly say so.
And do you think, well, it makes more sense to do that right off the bat, because then you don't get...
Well, I suspect they'll still do it per app basis.
You think so.
But if you're going to be turned on, they want to let you know. This is where you sign up for your Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And if you want us to go ahead and do that, I'll let you do that. While you're talking, I'll talk about a few things. So the first thing I wanted to know is it going to fit in my case? As you know, I have this really cool kind of Moleskine-style case from Exhibit. You got one, too, and it's even got they sent it to us. It has the Twit.
It was awesome.
Monogram.
Yeah, I didn't even notice that at first. That's so cool.
And I actually like it so much that I ordered some. They have an iPhone one as well, and I gave that to Jennifer, and I gave her this case. And she had an iPad 1, so she's going to be very happy, because the iPad 3 does work in this case. A couple of things we're concerned about. As you know, the new iPad. Should we call it the iPad 3 just for the show?
No, you can't, don't think anyone else should either.
The new iPad is a little thicker. We found that out. We have a custom-made stand that I use that I cannot use anymore, because it's just 1 millimeter thicker is too thick for that. It's made with some pretty good tolerances. This, however, it fits just fine. The other thing I was concerned about is the camera port, because they said they'd moved it slightly. No, it's still smack dab where it ought to be, and I don't see any edges on the case. So if you have, certainly if you have a smart case, the old smart cases work just fine.
Yeah.
I bet you the ones Apple's selling are exactly the same. I don't think they've re-engineered
them. They haven't.
Magnets in the same place. Everything's the same. And many iPad 2 cases will work just fine. So it is noticeably heavier. Do you feel like it's a little bit heavier?
So
is that just psychological?
I think if you know it's heavier, if you have
it feels a little
iPad
heavier.
iPad 2 and iPad 3, it does feel, it is.
Yeah.
It's not that much heavier.
It's like 0.02
and quite honestly,
pounds heavier.
It's a lot more like the iPad 2 than the original iPad as far as thickness goes.
Right.
So there has been a knock by a few people who have written their reviews saying, it's not like Apple to go backwards. I mean, you had it to a certain thinness, and to go back a little bit is counter, you know, kind of the Apple mantra, but they managed to basically double the battery. I mean, the battery is
45 watt hours compared to 25 in the original iPad 2.
Right.
That is a significant, without being much bigger, that's where the extra weight and thickness comes from, is a bigger battery. And I think, in my opinion, Apple, make it heavier and thicker if you give us that much more battery life. Now, of course, LTE is going to suck battery life. So if you're using the new LTE from Verizon or AT&T, Apple's saying you'll get the same battery life. What they didn't talk about is if you don't use it, will you get better battery life? And I suspect the Wi-Fi iPad will, in fact, get better battery life. It's a bigger battery. Why
sure, yeah, because it's supposed to be handling the LTE and the Retina. Go ahead.
It's the Retina display, right? This is why we bought it.
Totally. It's amazing. It's really beautiful. I mean, that is, you know what, and I said this on TNT too, is what got me is I have never had a problem with the iPad 2 display. I've never thought,
it's a gorgeous display.
If only you had a Retina display, I've always been happy with it. Movies look nice, everything. But once you go to a new iPad and you get used to it visually and you go back to the iPad 2, it looks like junk. And I mean, it's not even that hard. It's just, it's going from HD to SD.
Yeah.
That's That's the way that, you know, that's the comparison that I've been making.
This is something that's happened, if you think about it, in every year in computer history. You know, our original, I'm old enough to remember the original screens that were 80 by 24 characters, and you couldn't do graphics. They were very chunky. I was just playing. Remember, we got that Atari joystick. It's an Atari 2600 on the screen. Really blocky graphics. Yeah. I remember the days when you had 16 colors, then 256 colors, then 16,000 colors, then 4 billion colors. We have made this progress all along in the technology industry, and I think this is another step in it. But I think it is going to set an expectation. My initial reaction is, well, it's not like, whoa, you know, not a Jessica Rabbit, whoa, with your eyeballs popping out. But I think it is subtly much, much better. And over time, I think you'll grow more and more comfortable. The text, the images, you know, where it really shines is when you're shooting a movie or taking a picture. It just looks great. In fact, I've been walking around, I know, with my odd setup like this, shooting videos.
No, there's nothing weird about that.
No, I think this looks completely normal.
No, it does.
The reason I do this is this case, if I flip this over, it covers the camera. But, you know, as it turns out, I kind of like this because it blocks out the sun. And so it's almost like one of those hoods the old-timey photographers would wear. When I'm shooting video, the quality I'm seeing on this is incredible. And the video, the recording is amazing. This camera and 1080p full frame rate video on this is bigger than I think people realize. It's a gorgeous camera. Stills are also just incredible. Now, I plan to be walking around. You know, I think you're just going to see people like this doing this, and it's just going to be, you know, commonplace. You're going to get used to this.
For better or for worse, I think, you're going to see a lot of more people holding up their iPads because we're supposed to. We're being told to do this. And I also think that the way that this differs from the iPhone, where it's like, you could have taken 1080p video on the iPhone before now, is that you don't have the same tools on the iPhone that are as much fun to edit. So you can take video natively, and then you can bring it into a variety of programs, whether it's Final Cut or iMovie
look at this.
Photoshop.
This is an example. The camera on my screen is now taking a picture of the chat room. I can read the chat room in the camera very clearly. It's beautiful. And so having that much resolution on the screen, it's hard to describe. But I do really think that while initially your initial reaction may not be whoa, when you open now, Flipboard. I don't have the latest download of Flipboard. Let's talk a little bit about step one. If you already have an iPad, I imagine many of you who are buying iPads, the new iPads have one. Here's my recommendation because we've gone through this now a couple of times. There are a couple of ways that you can populate the new iPad with the old iPad's apps, music, and all of that. My suggestion, I think the best way to do this would be to take the old iPad and one last time hook it up to your computer, to iTunes, and do the backup. The first time when you sync the first time every day, it does a full backup. Do that full backup. When you get the new iPad, instead of using iCloud, which is what I did, I would suggest this to you. You take it home and restore it from that backup. So take your old iPad, back it up, then restore the new iPad from that backup. It will be much faster. So I did the iCloud backup. It took a couple of hours. Now, one advantage is all of my folders, everything has been preserved. All the settings are preserved, the desktop, everything. I mean, this is the old iPad come back to life. However, and you'll notice this, all of the apps have to be re-downloaded. And this is taking a lot longer. So the first 2 hours just kind of get you back where you've got all the apps, and then it's as if you're updating each app. Now, the chat room has told me a very handy tool. You can double tap the apps that you're waiting for. See all of these waiting? Mm-hmm. I can't use any of these until it's done waiting. You could say, well, if you say, wait a minute, no, I really want this IMDb app, you can double tap it. And it will start installing it immediately. So you can
jump to the front of the queue.
It jumps to the front of the queue. You can go through and speed this up a little bit with some of the apps. See, these are all loading right now. It's going to take probably overnight. That's because I'm doing it from the iCloud. So yes, you can do an iCloud restore,
which is cool, but it's not going to be the fastest way.
Well, it's also great for somebody who doesn't have a computer.
Or that. Yeah. Yeah, if you're nowhere near anything. Yeah, so yeah, I can't even really get going on this guy because I need to restore, and I'm not in the position to do that just yet. I'm sorry, a little new iPad.
Yeah, well, it's a little frustrating. You get it, and it's got 86% battery. What is the battery on that, just out of curiosity?
It is 87%.
Yeah. So that's very nice of Apple. They ship it to you fairly charged, but you can't really use it. So your first thing you're going to do is plug it in and restore.
This is not going to come as a surprise to anybody who's had both colors. But I will say, after not having the black for a while, because I often hold my iPad on the edges, on the white, you don't see all of the smudges.
Fingerprints right
this
away,
is a smudge machine.
Yeah.
Why did I do this?
Are you really? You haven't black regrets, huh?
I don't know. It's going to take some getting used to.
It's funny because when you first got the white, you had a little bit of
it's true. You know, I think also I also have the white iPhone now, so maybe it's just what I'm used to. It'll be fine. I have a new iPad. I have nothing to complain about, but I'll do my best anyway.
The other excellent news is that all of Apple's apps are now Retina ready.
Yes, Apple that they created.
Yeah.
Not everything in the App Store. All
the ones they wrote are Retina ready, and iPhoto, for instance, just knocks your socks off. In fact, this is the best way to see some of the images that you've taken. By the way, notice how much I feel like it's much faster. I do feel like this is the first time I've opened it. So I've been taking pictures of you as as we've been going.
They're really pretty.
Well, they are. They're fantastic.
Yeah. Ooh, look, lost in thought. Oh, hey.
Here's the video I shot. I mean, I can't tell you. You probably can't at home. You can't really tell, but it looks fantastic.
It really does.
It's very fast as I swipe through it. There's our fans from Novato who are visiting just behind us.
Hey, fans. They're so happy.
You saw how quickly I took those pictures, too. I mean, it moves very fast. The focus is very quick. Look at that. It's a great shot of you. It's even an action shot. See, you're tap, 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 tap.
Oh, I was tap, tap, tapping.
Yeah. I really think that. Look at the detail that we're getting in these images is stunning. I got to say, I am so excited. This is iPhoto, Retina ready. All of the Apple written apps are Retina. And I was amazed at how many apps are updating today.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's not so hard to get Retina ready. Now, let me show you an app that's not retinized. Flipboard is retinized, but this is the old Flipboard. Still looks great. You don't see, and I was a little worried you might see that 2X button that you saw with iPhone apps. This looks fine, all right? And because the text is going to take advantage of the Retina, and if these images are full quality, they're going to take advantage. Now, Flipboard is pushing an update, which I haven't gotten yet, but this is without the update. So I think if you were worried that maybe older apps would not scale well. Oh, they scale great.
We actually got an email from Ron who said iPad 1 and 2 ran iPhone apps in that 2X mode.
Right.
The new Retina display will render them unusable in 2X mode because some apps have no iPad versions. What happens to our iPhone apps on iPad 3, which he's calling it?
That's a great question.
I don't think that's true, actually. I think they'll actually look better because... if you imagine a Retina display app for the iPhone.
Let me load Path. Just double-tapped Path. Path is not an iPad app. So, of course, it's designed for the iPhone. It's not iPad Retina ready.
Right.
As soon as it loads, we'll take a look at it. Now, it looked good before because it's text and pictures. They're using full-quality pictures. It should look fine. But I'm curious about that 2X scaling. What is that going to look like?
I think the 2X scaling should look the same or actually better because... Right. It's a blown-up version of that really nice... The iPhone had, in a smaller shrinky-dink size, better resolution than the iPad 2.
Good point.
So they're more...
If it's iPhone
they're
Retina,
better siblings
it
now.
Might actually look better. You're right.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. Actually, Path is probably a bad example because it's one of the iPhone apps that looks the best on the iPad 1 and 2.
It's true.
Because the images are nice and text will always scale. Because when it draws text, it's not drawing it... for the iPhone, it's just drawing it, and then the device renders the
text. Know what also might be a good test is Instagram. iPhone-only app that works
Path.
On iPad, but not
Here's
beautifully.
Path. All right. So this is one thing I'm a little annoyed. I do have to re-log into all of my apps, and I will do that.
Well,
you know what?
Better
this looks
safe
great.
Than sorry.
So here's iPhone. Let's see. Let's keyboard. Let me press the 2X button. Yeah. You know what? It looks much better. I don't see any of the jaggies that I saw on the iPad 2.
Yeah, it just looks...
It looks good.
Isn't that great? So everything is just... You have more of an incentive to download that iPhone app.
Let me...
And not have to worry about
Chad,
it looking like junk.
You'll take... Yeah, I'm
yeah.
going to just
Leo doesn't
in.
Want to share his
Oh, I do. And I don't mind if everybody knows, but...
Now, there have been a few gripes. I read on The Verge last night, one of the reporters... made mention, hey, the whole idea of FaceTime being Wi-Fi only up until now was that 3G couldn't support FaceTime so well. Why wouldn't FaceTime be available on LTE? It, of course, is a carrier issue, not an iPad issue, because the two of us could easily connect.
Yes.
So that's going to be annoying for anyone who thinks, I can do everything I want to do on LTE that I couldn't do before on 3G because it's capable. That's not true, because you've kind of got two companies to answer to. There's Apple and there's either Verizon or AT&T.
So here's the good news. There's Skype,
yeah,
which uses 3G.
Right.
There's Tango, which uses 3G.
Yeah.
There's Voxer. I mean, there are a lot of other apps that will use the FaceTime camera that will let you do 3G video calls. So you just can't use FaceTime.
Unless you're over Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So.
Or one of you has tethering and the other tethers to it. And now, then you can. But then you'd be sitting next to each other.
You were getting. MG, I know, was getting full LTE in San Francisco
yes.
on his Verizon LTE iPad. What kind of bandwidth were you getting? I know if you don't remember.
I don't know.
He wrote it in his article.
Can you quote the article? Because I don't really pay attention to most of those
types of 40 megabit downloads.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think it was 10 or 20 megabit uploads.
I think it was like 15.
Mind-boggling speed. Better than your basic Comcast internet.
It was three times our Xfinity that we pay extra for. That's annoying.
Now, I don't know if it's going to stay that way, because you were one of the few.
Yeah. No, but no, yeah.
But there are other LTE users on other phones and so forth. I mean, you're not the only people using LTE in San Francisco.
The market is about to get a lot more crowded,
but it's,
especially
yes.
in urban areas. So it remains to be seen if we can retain those up and down speeds.
Right.
Well, then you get into throttling issues.
You're still getting great, great performance.
Very, very, very impressive. Now, I have the AT&T LTE version.
Ah.
Which...
That was a strange choice.
Well, because I've got unlimited AT&T.
And you want to keep that going.
And I can get grandfathered over.
Yeah,
we'll see how that works. AT&T says that they'll do it. That's what they've told me. I might have to make some customer service phone calls. Who knows? But I also thought, if you get Verizon... And it's for the testing purposes of the show.
Right.
Then I'll get AT&T and we can compare and contrast. So we have one of each.
I'm going to download Instagram right now. There's another example of an app that people love on the iPhone. That's mm-hmm. iPhone-only app.
Yeah.
I generally use InstaGallery or some other program to access Instagram on the iPad because it'll give me the... But let's take a look at it, at Instagram and see how it looks on here. I have to say, this is exciting. And then we got to try the dictation.
Oh, that too.
Because that's another big feature, right?
Sure. It's Siri Light.
Siri Light.
Siri Light. Less
Siri,
calories.
Turn on a light.
Less errors. Less server down.
All right, here's Instagram. Oh, I'll probably have to log into this too. The good thing about Instagram, even if you don't log... Oh, no. It actually remembers my
You're in there.
My
You're
Instagram.
In there. Oh,
so that's
the baby.
Neat. Here's Pashi's baby.
See, it already
See,
looks
I think
better.
It looks, you know, we can go back to this, but blow it up. It blows it up full screen. So it's, in fact, even though it says 1X, 2X... It's really 1X, 4X, isn't it?
Yeah. And the thing with Instagram
that looks
is that
spectacular
because it's so focused on not just pictures but the comments underneath and people's profile pictures. It really did look kind of pixelated on the iPad. It looks better.
More than better. This is spectacular. I'm just blown away here. Let's look at the popular. The other thing, of course, is on a grid like this, you see so much detail in the popular images. You don't the thumbnails are often are really, really good. I have to say, this looks great. This looks really great. I'm very happy.
I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy wow. Leo's, happy Sarah.
Wow, look at that. Yeah, I know, because when I'm in a bad mood, it just hurts.
Yeah.
I think that the detail and the crispness, that's really good. Let's see,
just give
Justine.
You a cookie.
Here's just.
How cute. She's got a little fisheye lens.
Yeah.
She's got good iPhone lenses.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Jesse and her family.
That's the Azeric family.
All right, well, let's stop reading your Instagram feed, or we'll do this all day.
We will.
We should
That answers the question, though. Are iPhone apps going to look like crap? No.
Exactly.
They're, in fact, Sarah, you're absolutely right. They're going to look better.
Mm-hmm. And they do look better. And I mean, we proved that. And by the way, Apple in their app store has a nice little area of a bunch of Retina ready. So really, really, really optimized right. graphics.
That Including they are, Infinity Blade 2, they updated.
Yes, they yeah, did. Yeah. Because Infinity Blade Dungeon isn't out until April, I think.
I know. I went immediately and said, oh,
that'll
I want
be,
Dungeons.
Yeah, you wanted that for your app cap.
But Diablo 3 is coming up too.
So we'll have a link to that in our show notes, as well as an article that has a bunch of Retina apps that are ready to go, which is, I mean, the list is growing all the time. This is one that MG wrote, but a lot of people are jumping on this train. So you've got a lot of options. And some of those apps you might not have had already, but many of them are must-haves.
Here's one of the apps that everybody likes to use that was not updated for Retina. That's the Facebook app, probably one of the top three or four apps on mm-hmm. the iPad. And it looks fine. And as you would expect, because the Facebook app is really mostly just images and text. And those are the apps that are going to look the best because text scales. And if the images are decent quality, they're going to scale as well. I'm actually thinking this looks really good. And here's another video that I shot this is off of Facebook. The quality, the resolution is perfect. There's our CEO, Lisa Kensel, talking about her new iPad. Actually, no, she's talking about her 49ers. But, I mean, I just think this is going to be a great tool for taking videos. I'm really blown away here.
By the way, if you hear something rumbling in the background,
it's raining,
it's torrential
like crazy.
Downpour yeah. outside yeah. here in Petaluma. I've yeah. never really heard it rain so loudly. Hopefully
we can actually
the roof
hear
will
it.
Stay up. Yeah.
We can hear it.
I can hear it in my ear. That's why I figured I would
I
say
it,
something.
It's the end of the world
as
we
know
it.
And I have to drive home.
All right, let me show you one of the first apps that is updated. This is Tweetbot. Looks the same.
Yeah, it's just bigger.
It's you got better image quality. You got better text quality. Certainly more legible. It was already a really good looking.
I think the best apps where, again, it'll really jump out at you as, wow, this display is amazing. Because when you look at text, the text does look better, but you just don't notice it because it's text. It's something like the New York Times, which is much more of a multimedia. You've got photos, you've got text, you've got bigger headlines and different fonts. That's when you go, oh, wow, look at this.
You know, it's funny
because it looks really nice.
I don't yet have the new New York Times app. They did an update for the Retina display. Mm-hmm. This is the old New York Times app. Looks fantastic. Yeah, I don't know what the Retina version of the New York Times app is going to, how it's going to look any different. But if you have decent image quality in something like this, it's going to look good no matter what. I guess I can't zoom on this, but I mean, I think it just looks fine. Look, one thing that we should mention, I know a lot of you are saying, well, you know, I like reading on a Kindle. This is really crisp. This mm-hmm. text is very legible.
Just don't go out in the sun. You still have that problem.
Is it? Yeah, we haven't tried it yet
well,
in the sun, but
it doesn't,
of course, it's
yeah,
the same IPS
display. The reflection,
yeah.
that's not fixed.
Yeah.
So that's just something to keep in mind. Also, the Kindle app was not Retina display enabled, at least by the time I sat down.
It is. They're just shipped.
Did they?
They've
okay,
just
good.
Pushed it. So this is another thing you're going to want to do. It's a little weird. So you saw all those apps are downloading, but they're not necessarily downloading the latest versions. Then you're going to go out and update. And look, there's a new Pandora. This is for, actually, that is not for Retina display, but the Motion X is, Words with Friends is, Flipboard has a Retina version, Readability, Instagram. Actually, those are not Retina. And there was an updated Kindle as well. So you're going to want to do those updates after you get everything copied in.
Right.
Apparently, not everything is up to date yet. That may be because these companies are actually pushing out updates even as we speak.
Oh, they absolutely are. Yeah. We're going to probably see twice as many by Monday right. as we do now. Okay, so let's move on. We're like,
But I want to show you everything.
I know you do. But
I should probably do a
The beauty
commercial,
is
huh?
that we have a weekly show. So what
That's
we
true.
Can't get to today, we'll get to next week. And before you get to that, I just want to remind everybody, anybody who's watching live, thank you so much for tuning in at kind of a weird time. We're recording this. We decided to go later in the day on Friday to accommodate our new iPad deliveries. Leo got his engraved, too. It's just kind of cool.
I did.
Now I wish I had.
Do you
want
to see what the engraving looks like?
I would like to, yeah. It's smaller than I thought it would be.
It's really tiny.
I actually didn't because I thought, well, it's going to be sort of big and obnoxious.
No, it's very subtle. In fact, it might be too subtle to be really worth anything, but I did get the back.
No, it's
can
it's
you even
classy.
See it?
Yeah, I see
yeah.
it. Leo Laporte, Chief Twit.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
I feel sorry for the 12-year-old Chinese person who did that, but okay.
Oh, it was a machine.
You think?
A 12-year-old machine.
It's not some child with small hands and a little chisel.
A very talented one.
Tiny chisel.
Very cute. Leo Laporte, Chief Twit. See, now I would say to most people, resale value will go down if you engrave, but not yours.
I could autograph
that. People would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not going to get Google money for it, but it'd be a couple of bucks.
Who would get... Come on. Like, we know anybody like that.
I mean, nobody we know would get Google money.
Speaking of, have you deleted Oink yet? I deleted Oink.
Well, you know what's funny?
I got my data off of it.
Yeah, before I knew that they were going out of...
Yeah.
Business, I just got this email that said your data is ready, and I thought, why is Oink sending me an email that my data is ready? And then the next day they said, oh yeah, we're going out of business. Then the next day they said, oh, and by the way, we're now all working for Google.
Yeah.
So,
well, three of them are anyway. But that's another show for this week in Google show. Topic.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on Twig.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're trying to get Kevin, our old friend Kevin Rose, on the Twit, but I think he probably still can't talk about it. So
I did my best yesterday. Yeah. He wouldn't budge. He said, I can't do it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if he's not talking, he's not talking. But a reminder that we do record the show regularly at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays. Next Thursday, we're going back to our regular schedule, and we'll have had almost a week with our new iPads. Testing out all of our favorite apps. So, again, thanks everybody for watching the special live version. But you can always catch our shows at twit.tv/IPT. That's where everything lives. Show 88, that was a good one. That's when we had just found out about the iPad. You can relive that show.
The new iPad is
all the things that we thought were going to happen, even though I already knew. I just wasn't telling Leo.
You are so sneaky.
And I was such a sneaky-ster.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, and that's where we have all the links to not only apps that we talk about, but some news stories and things like that. So that's where you can subscribe to our show. Watch past episodes. We embed the video links right there. If you want the audio feed, if you don't have time to watch video, but you want to listen to us in the background, we've got that too. Try to make it as easy as possible for you to enjoy the show. So thanks so much to everybody who does every week.
Look at this. The guy who was vice president of apps at Google has just announced he's leaving.
Really?
Maybe Kevin's got a job. This is, by the way, the new Flipboard for the new iPad. And it looks exactly the same. I know they updated it for Retina, and I'm sure there's some features that I don't know about, but I don't think it looks any different. I'll tell you, everything's much faster, though, I have to say. There is definitely a speed differential. Look how you just...
Yeah, that's good. Leo, do this. Gosh, you drive me nuts.
I got to put it in the notch?
Yes. It's just going to keep happening through the whole show. Tell us about Go to My PC, will you?
I love to drive her nuts. So this happens all the time to me. I don't know about you, but you've left work. You're going home. You're on the way. You got a bit of a commute. And you go, oh, I forgot to send Leo my app cap, or it's on my computer right now, that the script I need, or maybe the PowerPoint or keynote presentation. It drives you crazy. You don't want to turn back. If only there was some way to access that Office PC on the road. Well, there is. It's your iPad or your iPhone, and Go to My PC. Go to My PC, which is now, I think, totally poorly named because it works on PCs or Macs. You can use your iPhone or your iPad. I mean, it's not just for PCs, baby. First step, visit gotomypc.com. Click the orange button, the try it free button, and enter our offer code iPad. Now, that's going to get you 30 days free of Go to My PC. Then get the free iPhone or iPad app. And so once you've installed GoToMyPC on your office computer, Mac or PC, you could, I should fire it up on this. I didn't even think of that. I don't have it turned on. I don't think it's downloaded yet. But this should look awesome.
Yeah.
I don't care what your resolution, your desktop is. You're going to get all the dots and more. You can do anything you could do at work. You could do on your iPad or your iPhone. Send and receive email. Access any network resource. Run any program. You can even grab files. Go to My PC. Try it free for 30 days. Go to mypc.com, use the offer code iPad, and then get the app. iPad or iPhone, or both.
Well, nowadays, everything's a PC, right? That's the argument that everyone has.
We're in the post-PC world. Okay,
well, we're in the post-PC world, but in my opinion, the iPad is a PC. Different form factor,
right.
Different
no,
way to
right.
get your information, but it's a computer. It's a personal
you
computer.
You could say, go to my post-PC. I bet they've registered that.
Probably, I hope so.
Actually, it's go to my smart. Pre-PC, isn't it now?
I wanted to quickly just mention this Mike Daisy issue.
I am so sad. We knew Mike. He was on Screensaver regularly.
He's still around. He didn't.
He's not dead.
Yeah.
But I might kill him.
Yeah.
Because so he did. He has a one-man show called, what is it, The Agony and Ecstasy of Steve Jobs.
Correct.
And he's done these one-man shows for years. We've known him for a long,
he's
long time.
He's funny.
Very
smart.
He's a comedian.
And loves tech.
These are basically comic theater pieces.
Yes.
The Life and Times of Steve Jobs. He's talking a little bit about, remember, he got an iPhone and had pictures of the workers on it. They must have been using it either to test it or for fun. And it made him think, well, who makes these things? He went to Shenzhen, China, and he does a whole monologue about it. One of my favorite shows, This American Life, featured the monologue, then did an investigative piece on factory conditions in China, making these iPads and iPhones. New York Times picked it up. FTC investigations. Apple, in fact, came clean, which is wonderful. They went out and they hired a group to audit their factories. They let ABC Nightline's cameras in. The Apple really took it seriously, to their credit.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out Mr. Daisy kind of made some of it up.
Right. There were certain, I want to say truthiness, not to make light of this, there were certain stories that he told as a first-person account. I talked to these people that were poisoned by this certain chemical that they had to...
They were making iPhones and they got poisoned. He said he talked to a number of workers who said I was poisoned.
And the thing is that...
He didn't.
Exactly. And it's not that that didn't happen. There were accounts of that happening a 1,000 miles away from where he was reported to be.
Right.
So there were things like that where once This American Life figured out, wait a second, some of this stuff isn't adding up. Some of his facts did add up beforehand, but not all of them, and they had to retract the entire episode.
NPR will, well, it's actually American Public Radio, but it's a public radio show, This American Life. And they're very good about saying, yeah, you know, we're a journalistic entity. We thought this was true. It wasn't. Mike Daisy does say, look, I'm a comic. This is a theatrical performance. In hindsight, I probably should have told This American Life, hey, you know, guys, it's a performance. It's comedy. It's not all true. You don't expect, you know, Louis C.K. when he says, and then I let my kid, you know, crayon all over my car, that it really happened. It's done for effect. It's truthy.
Okay. Fine. In certain situations, something like This American Life, when you're talking about human rights violations, there is no comedy.
No.
There is no artistic license.
Yeah.
You just can't do it.
Yeah.
He knew better, and it's unfortunate that something that got so much attention, this was the most popular episode in This American Life's history, it's a popular show.
We told everybody, we made it homework on Mac Break Weekly, that everybody should watch it, and then we would talk about it the next week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we took it very seriously, as did Apple, as did the federal government.
Right.
So I think that, yeah, there's some culpability here.
For anybody who either hadn't listened to the original This American Life episode or is a little confused as to what exactly happened, they are dedicating their new episode this weekend to the entire debacle.
Wow.
They're going to go through what was real, what they figured out, what they talked to Mike Daisy about.
That's interesting.
Because they're taking this retraction very seriously because they don't want to be seen as an organization that doesn't check their facts because... In other cases, they always have. So definitely tune in over the weekend. I believe they're... Ooh, see, I don't listen to it live, so... Or when it runs on NPR, so I'm not exactly sure.
I
download the podcast.
It's a free podcast.
Which you can do as well.
Yeah, you probably just get the free podcast.
Get the free podcast.
Yeah.
So Sparrow Mail for iOS is out.
Now that should have been my app cap.
Talking about iPhone apps that work well on the iPad.
I love Sparrow on the desktop. I've been using it on Mac
OS. It's an OS 10
and
app.
It's a better Gmail than Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic, and I highly recommend people get this. Now I've used it on the iPhone, so you say it looks all right on the iPad.
Yeah, and this is the iPad 2, by the way. So keep in mind that it's going to look nicer on my new iPad. Sorry, this is in portrait mode, Chad, so it doesn't work that well. We'll have to figure that out as we go along. But what's nice about this is just my Gmail account. And you've got just neat little tricks that you can't do if you route Gmail through Apple Mail, which I have up until this point. Oops. Okay, so this is, you know, my inbox, priority, all of my different labels. If I want to add another account, I can go ahead and add that. IMAP accounts, that's what works. And I've got some settings here where I can decide to show the priority inbox and always reply all. Who would do that? Don't ever do that. But if I wanted to, I could. But if I go back into my email itself and I I have to get used to this. This is
isn't that cool?
It's very Twitter-esque.
Yeah.
It's like the Twitter app. So I can go ahead and reply. I can favorite. I can label. I can archive. I can trash it or none of the above. If I want to quickly look at my, so this is just my regular inbox here, quickly look at my priority inbox, kind of hard to see, but there are like four little dots under here. I go ahead and move to unread quickly, move to my starred, got to deal with this stuff later, move to priority, move back to inbox. It actually goes right back, so you don't have to go this way and then this way again. And, you know, composing stuff, very easy. What I decided to do is let it pull from my contacts and Facebook contacts.
That's the neat thing. It'll take those pictures.
Yeah,
so
you've got a lot of nice pictures. It's not compulsory. You can choose to opt out of the Facebook thing. I know some people just have issues with the Facebook, but Sparrow Mail is, it takes a little getting used to, especially if you're used to using the built-in mail client on iOS.
On the other hand, if you're used to using Gmail, it'll immediately be very comfortable for you.
Yes.
It's really designed for Gmail users as a dedicated app on the iOS
right.
platform. So Gmail users will love it. They may have had some trouble with Apple Mail.
But I route Gmail through. I don't go to
No, I do the same thing. I'm like you.
In Safari.
I like using a desktop client. Mm-hmm. I use Apple's Mail on the OS X, and I use the Mail on the iPad.
Me too.
And I prefer it. But I do know a lot of people who are used to the Gmail keystrokes, how Gmail works, how Gmail thinks, which is very different. And this will make you happy.
Yes. Agreed. It's $2.99. So for $3, if you are fed up with the mail experience you have, I really think it's worth it. It acts differently enough than the others so that I don't think you'll think, oh, it's $3 that I didn't need to spend. Mm-hmm. And again, it's going to look better than ever on that new iPad. But on the iPad 2, as you just saw, it's fine. It's text. You can read it just fine. Also, and this is not new as of this week. I believe it's new as of almost 2 weeks ago now. But because so many more people might have iPads for the first time and be small business owners or for whatever reason be in the position to charge somebody money, Square has a new app out, Square Register. Have you played around with this guy at all?
You know, it's funny. Square's getting some competition. PayPal announced a Sabre-style pyramid Square.
Isn't pyramid just a bad idea when you're talking about money being exchanged?
I'm just saying. And so they're, but I love Square. We love Scarred Case, which is also from Square.
Absolutely.
So what's new about the Square app on the iOS?
So this app is designed to be used with the little Square dongle, which we've shown off in the past. Yeah. And this is just
what a great way to use a charge card
it's
dongle.
Awesome. I mean, so this is if I go into here we go. Still getting to know this. This is my account. So I don't actually charge people for stuff. But let's say I wanted to. I've started to make homemade hummus. I'm getting really good at it. And what if I wanted to buy a bunch of Tupperware and start selling this?
You could be the hummus queen.
I could be the hummus lady.
Of San Francisco.
I'm kind of into that idea, actually, if this tech thing doesn't work out.
You never know.
You never know. Hey,
you could go all over the world selling hummus.
Right.
You could be like Johnny Hummelseed.
I'll go to Lebanon and be like, I know this is your thing.
This is American hummus.
But I think I might be able to take you down.
Sarah Hummelseed.
Hummus is really, it's very easy to make, actually.
Spreads hummus so everywhere she goes.
If I wanted to, I could see all of the activity, all of the folks that had paid me up until this point. And then in my settings area, this is really cool. I can say, I always need a signature. I can decide to add a certain kind of tax. If I'm, I believe it's 8.5 in San Francisco, it might be higher than that now, but I can automatically add tax to anything I ring people up for. I can say something like, are tips on or off? You know, am I selling beer? Am I, a barista? That sort of thing where tipping is kind of implied or expected type of a thing. I can go ahead and start asking for suggested tips,
what Card Case does.
Yeah.
Want to give them an extra buck?
And it's so easy to be like, of course. Because then I'm like, they'll know if I don't.
The best reason to use Card Case as a business is you're going to get better tips for your employees.
Oh, yeah. And this works with Card Case.
Same thing.
Just great. So if Leo comes into my hummus shop and he fires up Card Case, then
I get a tip.
Here on Square Register, no. Sadly, you don't.
Maybe some Baba Ganoush to go with the hummus?
Right. He'll. I automatically see him. I see his little profile picture.
This
I can
is what they
say,
do at Acre.
Yeah.
This is how it works at our local little coffee shop.
So this is the Square has had an interface before to basically act like a little business and be
it's
able
point
to
point of sale.
Yeah, and to be able to either swipe credit cards or electronically exchange money through register, or I'm sorry, through card case. And it's great. You've got your little calculator here. If I charge you $5 for the hummus, I've already added tax in, so it's going to end up being $5.42. Please, sir, pay up. And there you have it. And then I can also, in my item library, let's say I serve wine, I can add a bunch of stuff here. I can then go into favorite items, stuff that sells a lot more regularly. I just love Square Register. It's a completely free app because it's really just, it's just a point of sale.
So is this replacing the existing Square app, or is this a one more featured app? Like, you have Square Register, Card Case. Or is this the way Square is going to work from now on?
Yeah, this is the new and improved register version. Okay. So this is for the...
For Card Case users.
It's for businesses or people who are collecting money.
Got it. You don't
have to be like a registered business. Anybody can use Square to transfer money back and forth. But this is by far the nicest interface that I've seen so far. And I see people with iPads as their cash registers all the time. And by the way, this can hook up to not every kind of printer, but certain kinds of printers. So if you're in the position where you think, this all sounds great, except that I got to print receipts and things like that, you can actually do this. As long as you have the right hardware. Not just any hardware will do, but obviously it's going to be like the iPad in general, where it starts with a few printers, and then eventually you can kind of use all of them.
That's neat.
Isn't that neat?
So people have been asking me to do some dictation.
Okay.
Should I?
Yes.
Can I show a few more things?
Yes.
I don't want to interrupt.
It's not
your
Friday
flow.
Or anything. I don't have anywhere to be.
You want to see the Kindle app? This is the Kindle app designed for Retina display.
Great, because I was going to get a chuckle out of the fact that they hadn't updated
it. They did update it. And I got to say, it's the same, app, but the graphics and stuff have been updated. The book covers look fantastic. This is so legible. Now, I have it set, and there's different ways to set it. I have the sepia background, but if you want, this is one thing a e-ink Kindle can't do, is black text on a white background. You can totally do that. You can also set the brightness, which is, I have it kind of turned down. I have to say, I don't know if you can tell, but that is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. iBooks, though, has a smoother page turn. That is not a very good page turn. You can turn that off if you don't want to in the Kindle.
Right. It's just
it's just
an animation.
Most people turn it off, yeah. But the iBooks one is actually kind of sweet. You wanted to see Sparrow. You showed Sparrow on your
iPad 2.
I think it even looks better.
Well, of course it will, because you've got the Retina display.
Yeah. I mean, there's something from... So I think that they're really doing good. They're really doing good stuff here. This Retina display is spectacular. So let's dictate. What should I do? I should send you an email.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's
try it, because that's how people are going to use it, isn't it?
Send me an email.
So let's. Aww. I will type your name. We'll just start with that. But now here's the dictation key, right?
Yep.
By the way, when you first turn it on, you'll see one of the questions is, do you want to use dictation or not?
Really?
You can actually, globally say, no, I don't want to use dictation. I don't know why that is.
Well, I do.
Hi, Sarah. It's Leo just checking in to say, I'm sorry, I still don't have an app cap, but the show is only about halfway over, and I am sure that by the time this show is over, I will have an app cap, period. So it's been great talking to you, and looking forward to seeing you once again after you beat me up, period. Bye. So it's
now
not
it's working.
Hi, Sarah. Just leave checking and say, I'm sorry. Estilo have an app as the show is
I
only
still
about,
no have
I
an
still
app.
Don't have a, I still don't have an app. And notice it underlined it, which means I don't think I got that right.
Wow.
And it gives me a pretty good, it left out don't, but I can easily put that in.
It got everything else halfway, right.
I'm sure that by the time the show's over, I'll have an app. So it's been great talking to you. Looking forward to seeing you once again after you beat me up. Bye. Wow.
Wow. That was awesome. And you weren't really that close.
I was slurring my speech. I was drunk. I think this is very good.
Yeah, that's actually, I am impressed.
And that's key. It did drop the uhs. I had a couple of uhs in there. It knew enough not to leave those in. Because one of the issues about an iPad for me is I don't want to carry a keyboard. And for light data entry, I don't mind the keyboard, but I don't want to type a lot on that. That is very good.
dictation.
And notice it let me do a fairly long paragraph. I didn't have to do a little bit, then do a little more, do a little bit, do a little more.
I love that. Really, really impressive. The only issue I have with dictation, because I like the idea of this, is that sometimes when I'm typing, I hit it by accident. And I got to go, no, I don't want to dictate right now. Just because it's part of the keyboard. And
it's for people like you that they have that global turn the thing off, I guess.
I guess so. But I like having it, so I don't want to get rid of it entirely. All right, before we move on, Leo, I think you want to thank Ford.
I do. I do. And I also want to show you Infinity Blade 2 updated with the new graphics.
And I want my bangs to grow out so I don't have to keep having them in my face like this. Grr. Just off topic. What are you doing?
Just looking at Infinity Blade.
Oh,
sorry.
We're never doing this on
Friday. I'll be with you in a moment.
Never on Friday again.
That's really spectacular.
All the people who say, you guys talk about yourselves too much. More apps, please, are going to have a field day with this show.
This is all apps. All I've been doing is showing you apps.
Oh, I know, but it's, well, you know those. You can't please everybody all the time.
Oh, my goodness. That is really good. Look at that. That's gorgeous.
Those cherry blossoms have never been prettier.
They're the best cherry blossoms ever. All right. Anyway, you know, I took a curve. It's a rainy day, as you noticed. You heard it, the rain on the roof. And I took a curve a little bit hard.
Did you?
A little bit hard today. And I could feel those wheels going out from under me. And I'm thinking, you know, I have a 2010 Mustang, but this new 2013 Ford Taurus with the curve control, that's a good idea. That's what we call using technology to make a car safer. Not taking the wheel out of your hands, but to make it safer, to help you be a better driver. Curve control is one of the many assistive technologies that are in new Ford vehicles. They've got the Bliss blind spot monitoring. They've got the special adaptive cruise control. And this new curve control, the computer in the car, 100 times every second, is checking roll rate, yaw rate, lateral acceleration, wheel speed, and steering angle. The idea, of course, is to not let you oversteer like I did earlier today, where I went too hard. I tried to turn the car faster than it could go, and as a result, the back wheel started to break away from me, and you lose control of the vehicle. Curve control prevents that. It's monitoring those key factors, and when it sees a problem, immediately it fixes it. It reduces engine torque rapidly. It applies. And all of this, by the way, doesn't feel like, oh, my God, the car's taking over. It just feels right. It just feels like, oh, yeah, this is good. It applies four-wheel braking. It slows the vehicle up to 10 miles an hour each second. It can work on wet or dry pavement. It's really on wet pavement that you want this when the road just doesn't have that traction. It's incredible. And one of many new features, look, watch. You cannot oversteer here. This is on the site ford.com/cars/Taurus, and you can read about this. We were on the test track there in Dearborn. It was so much fun to go on that test track. And you know what they do? It's really cool. They have an area of the track with terrains from all over the world. So they imported like cobblestones from Baghdad and bumpy streets from Paris, from all over the world. And so they try all of these technologies on the different surfaces that they might encounter all over the world. They can make them wet or dry. It's really pretty neat. Anyway, find out more. And if you're in the market for a new car, go to your Ford dealer. Ask to drive the new 2013 Taurus. It is incredible. Watch this. Look at this. It just holds the road. You cannot oversteer. Ford.com/car/Taurus. We thank Ford so much for their support. And I still love my 2010 Mustang. I just drive it more carefully in the rain.
I had a little spin out on the way to work.
Exactly.
Today. Yeah.
Because here in California,
it's
we get rain. We don't get it very often. And so old motor oil and grease and stuff that's collected on the roadway, the first time that water hits it, it's been weeks. It's just very dangerous out there. So please drive safely. Or get a Ford.
And then you don't have to worry about
Look
it. You'll
this.
Just be
Look
in,
at this. I am not kidding. I can tell. This is HD, baby. This is spectacular. This is spectacular. And I can't wait to get the new dungeons.
You know what it is? It's better than our awesome TVs. Now our awesome TVs need to be Retina display.
It is. I'm going
to
be really.
They look like crap.
I don't like my TV
anymore.
You got
to stand way back.
That is really
the
real problem, frankly.
Is what?
That this display sets a standard for what you want displays to look like. And you're not just your TVs, but your computer.
Hey,
you got to
drive the technology forward.
Yeah, and it does. It really does. That's Infinity Blade 2. They did update that for Retina display. And yes, Infinity Blade Dungeons, which they showed at the event, will be out
April.
April.
I'm not sure that they've announced a specific date.
Cannot wait. I'm very excited.
We got a couple comments. Well, we got a lot of comments, but we have time for a couple of comments. The first one comes from Justin, and he had a bit of a theory on the video that you are so impressed with. He says, watching various Twitch shows over the past week, there's been a lot of debate about whether or not anybody's going to use this improved camera in the new iPad. The use case I'm surprised I haven't heard mentioned is creating multicam 1080p videos with an iPhone, an iPad, and Final Cut Pro 10 or X. Apple recently updated Final Cut to include multicam support. It could automatically sync source videos by evaluating the audio from each. With the dramatic price reduction of Final Cut last year, someone interested in creating quality video now has a very low barrier to entry, especially if they already own an iPhone and or an iPad. Maybe the camera in the new iPad isn't meant to sell iPads. It's meant to sell Final Cut. Thank you, Justin. I think it's meant to sell iPads.
It's meant to sell it all.
But it's meant to be used interchangeably.
The other thing that I think was very encouraging, I know Trey Ratcliffe tweeted this, and a number of people who make camera apps for the iPad were a little concerned that, you know, Trey has Stuck in Customs and his Stuck, 100 Cameras in One app.
Yes.
Uses the camera and is really a great app for your camera. There's Camera Plus and, of course, the Awesome Cam that we talked about.
Mm-hmm. Camera Awesome.
Camera Awesome. All of these still work. So there may be features in the new camera that they can't take advantage of without an update, things like having multiple face recognition, things like that. But these camera apps, without modification, seem to still work. So that's really, really good news that, you know, we can take pictures with existing apps without an update.
Right.
And get the advantage of these great new pictures. Boy, that doesn't that look good? I just think this is just this is an iPhone app. And it's just fantastic. It's just gorgeous. You're not going to, because everything scales so well, you're not going to say, oh, gosh, you know, this iPhone app just looks bad. It's going to look a little big, but I don't think you're going to feel bad about it.
You know, we did get another email from Dave McNally, who had a question also about video, but more pertaining to audio.
I'm loving the video.
Because audio on the iPad is not as amazing as the video is. And he says, there seems to be a great opportunity for electronic news gathering. Reporters could record and edit news in 1080p, post right from the site, right, as in, you know, where they're standing on, you know, a corner where there's a car accident, for example. But the only thing missing is good audio. I Googled some stuff. Some of the reviews for iRig he uses as an example aren't very good on Amazon. How can we get high quality into our new iPads? And that's a good question.
I have been on a quest.
Have you?
For better cameras, for better microphones, rather, both for the iPhone and the iPad. And there are a lot of companies that make analog microphones that go into the analog jack. And I have been using those on the iPhone with mixed results. What I'm waiting for, and there are some, are apps that will use the digital 30-pin connector, or I'm sorry, mics that will use the digital 30-pin connector. And I've tried a few of those, and I've yet to be really blown away by the quality. So, but there are some. I'm trying to remember the name. I think Blue makes one that just jacks right into it. They have updated it. It was an analog mic that required analog pins on the 30-pin connector. The iPhone 4S and the new iPad do not. So I believe that they have updated now that mic from Blue.
Sounds like a good theme for a future episode. Like a one-person operation.
The Mikey, that's it. It says coming soon. See, that's the problem. That's not the... Go back one. Oh, well, that's interesting. These are all coming soon. The Mikey Digital, that's the one we're waiting for. So the minute they come out with that should be... Blue makes good mics, and you see the idea is that docks in the 30-pin connector. It's a stereo microphone. It should give you good results, but we've been waiting for them to update this, and it looks like...
You still got to have a subject that's pretty close, though.
So what is that Spark Digital, Chad? That looks like it's supposed to go to an iPad, but that's a little bit much.
Well, that's for something like our Twit operation when you're sitting in one place with a microphone in front of you. That's pretty cool.
I'll tell you what, I'll order a few of these and we'll play. I have yet to find something that I'm really crazy about. The Mikey's the best idea. I want something compact, right? But that will only work on the original iPad and older iPhones because it's an analog connector.
We have to do some research and give everybody a recommendation.
And I have yet to find something I can say, hey, this is the one you want.
Yeah, so if anybody knows of something that we haven't mentioned or we don't talk about, please do so that we can try them out.
What we need is, you know, there are a lot of USB mics, but it will not work with a USB connector.
Mm-hmm.
On the iPad. What we need is something that has support for the digital 30-pin connector.
All right. Got an email from David. This is a very important question, a burning question. I have an iPad 2, and 75% of my content is from Twit TV, both downloads and streaming. How does the Twit podcast look on the new iPad, and would it be worth upgrading just for Twit video? Maybe Slingbox 2. Love the network. David.
We do offer 720p video, which should look fine on an iPad 2 or even an iPad 1 as well. We don't offer yet 1080p video. The file size would be so big, and I don't think you would see a significant difference, frankly, between 720p and 1080p. We're just talking heads. So for now, I don't think you should upgrade the iPad if that's the main reason.
We don't offer anything
that takes advantage of that higher resolution.
We have yet to go Retina.
We are not Retina.
We're not Retina yet.
You know, I remember when Alex Lindsay started doing MacBreak. This was 4 or 5 years ago in 1080p. He had purchased a camera, a very, very expensive camera from Lucasfilm. It was an early Cinecam Alta that supported 1080p shooting. Nothing did at the time. And it was used on the models of when the ships come in and stuff like that. So it was this really neat camera that Lucas sold him. It was really expensive. And we would shoot this very high-quality video, put it on iTunes, but nobody could watch it. I couldn't watch it on my computer. Nothing was powerful enough to play it. And that was just a few years ago. Now, of course, an iPad is powerful enough to play it. We've really come a long way. And I think it's going to be time for us to start putting out stuff. Right now, we've made this an AppCap pick before, but Instacast, which is our favorite podcast catcher.
Instacast is very nice. I believe it was the first real iPad app that was not just universal,
app. Updated it for the Retina display.
That's great.
If you are watching video, here's a Tech News Today. Let's see if it's a video version of Tech News Today. No, this is looks like it's the audio version. I can't tell.
It'll say it on the
let's find some video
on the thumbnail. It'll say,
yeah, here it is, iPad Today. That's a good show. I've heard that's a good show.
Oh, it's one of the best.
Yeah,
I'm surprised it hasn't won a Peabody yet.
Was
it nominated, actually.
Did we enter it?
No, it's okay. We'll do it next time.
were any of our shows nominated?
We've entered. That's another story. TNT, Twit, and Twig, I think.
Okay, but we don't know yet if they've been nominated. They're going to have a live broadcast, aren't they?
Yeah, I think we just know if they win.
Okay.
I think so.
All right, playing.
So this is one of these.
That's audio. I want to try to find video here. The problem is it's going to take forever to download. It will look great. And this app is going to give you every advantage of good-looking video.
You don't know what you're doing.
Stop. Jesus. Here, I wonder if it'll play now. There we go.
Okay.
I guess we've got enough of it to play. It's going to look great, but we're not sending 1080p. So
it's 720p.
This looks pretty good. I'm not saying anything against it, but this would look just as good on an iPad too.
Right. Yeah. So yes, David, I hope you can get the new iPad because that's just fun. Yeah, look, our sponsors. Wonderful.
I think this looks good.
Beautiful.
Instacast. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, that's it.
That guy, she's great, but I don't know why they have him on that show.
No, that guy on the right is good looking. Who's that annoying hen-like creature on the left? She's got a bad voice.
She's cute. I like her.
Oh, her voice is like
she
nails
makes
on a
my
chalkboard.
Heart pound.
Yeah.
All right,
she's
anyway.
She's terrible.
I bet you if I exit out of this, it's going to keep playing and I'm going to regret it.
Fire that woman yesterday.
So Instacast HD has been updated for Retina display.
Awesome.
But you know, I cannot yet on most of these apps that have been updated, Infinity Blade, the one exception, really see much difference.
Well, do you have bad eyes? Because it's pretty big.
No, the Retina display, I see a huge difference.
Oh.
But I'm just saying that, like, Flipboard, the new version for
because
Retina,
it already looked so nice.
It looks great without it. So
yeah,
I guess
exactly.
maybe it's like icons are improved because they do have to do double-size icons.
I think a lot of the vector-based stuff now
maybe
is beautiful.
Yeah.
But you really do have to. I'm actually farsighted. I can't look at anything this close. Yeah. I have to kind of look at stuff like
this. Is this better for you or worse for you?
Well, it's unchanged more than a nearsighted
I'm
person.
I'm nearsighted. I can get real close.
Yeah.
And I still don't see the dots. Well, but you know, watching a movie like this.
You gotta wear your glasses.
It's kind of dorky, I gotta
admit. Yeah. But no, I mean, you know, when I'm on an airplane, I've got my iPad as far away as possible, you know, and I'm kind of sitting back because that's just more comfortable for me. So in a way, I wish I could take advantage of doing this and it looking more beautiful.
Do you want to see the new Netflix? This is the updated Netflix.
Hey, why not? We've got all night.
Oh, I'm not.
Oh, look, you got to sign in.
Here,
instead of that,
let's do an ad while I log in.
All right. Reminder really quick before we get to our exciting new sponsor. Well, they're not a new sponsor, but we haven't had them for a while. I want to remind everybody how to get a hold of us. You have a million different ways. Well, you could always tweet either at Leo Laporte or at Sarah Lane because we always read our
tweets. I do read my
tweets. Me too. Leo does not read our email as much as I do. And by not as much, I mean never.
Never. I don't even know how to log in.
Well, it's better that way. iPadToday@twit.tv is how you get a hold of us. I forward stuff to him that he needs to read.
Oh,
it's just better for, you know, I'm more of a manager.
Oh.
Or you could leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. I'm a little behind on a couple of those because this is kind of a fun and exciting week, what with the new iPads and all. So rest assured that we will get to them eventually. Or you can always send us a video. It can be a question or a comment or a tutorial or a dance or your parrot. Just make sure it's 30 seconds or less so that we can play it on the show.
Look at this.
What?
Netflix. It looks so good.
Oh, I love it.
Should we watch RuPaul Drag Race together?
I've already seen it. That's cool.
Have you really?
No.
I don't know why it's in my top 10.
well, because it knows you.
It knows me, and it knows I love RuPaul. So this is a little anime. I'm actually not doing a Netflix ad. I wish I were doing a Netflix ad.
No,
this is
actually not our sponsor.
So
today.
Much fun to watch movies on this thing. I think I don't know if this is 1080p, but Netflix has added 1080p movies
as has iTunes. We downloaded the first season of Game of Thrones, which is new.
Oh, man.
Well, it's new to iTunes.
Right.
Obviously, everyone who has HBO or has already seen it or didn't want to or whatever. But we're watching that on 1080p, which is. You can access.
I can't tell on my big screen
iPad.
TV. I can't see that much difference. I bet on here I might be able to see a difference.
I can see a difference.
Can you?
Yeah.
It's
that show also is just visually very exciting, so it's worth it.
It's not yet Blu-ray quality, though. I will say that.
No.
Yeah.
It's not. But if you are the kind of person who doesn't want to deal with discs, then.
But I got to tell you, Matthew McConaughey in 1080p when he takes his shirt off. So let's talk a little bit about Audible.com.
Yeah, what is Audible?
You know, he does take his shirt off in every single movie. Have you noticed that?
I am not a big fan.
It's as if girls like that kind of thing.
I mean, we like it, but...
Look at that. Look at that. That is gorgeous.
Yeah, that's nice.
Wow. This is going to be the new movie. See, and the thing is, if you sit up this close to it, it's bigger than your big screen TV across the room.
Yeah.
And so this is what you want. You want to be able to just kind of sit in bed and look at this, and it's going to be high def.
Let's
talk about Audible. I know. Audible, I know.
I'm just saying, you know, we don't actually want to watch a movie right now.
Actually, you might be watching Game of Thrones. The new one, Clash of Kings, is coming out soon, but you got to read the book. Have you read the book yet? You got to read the book before you watch.
No.
You won't know what's going on. It just goes too fast. But if you've read the book, you're going to... Did you like the original, the first one? Game of Thrones?
Well, I'm not reading the book. I'm watching the HBO show.
Yeah, no, you should read the book.
Books are hard.
That's where Audible comes in.
I don't have time to read anything.
I know what you're saying. Who does? And you know, and you open the book, you read one page, and it's, you fall asleep.
Yeah.
Audible, you know, in fact, it really is great. With the Apple TV, I have Audible on my computer and iTunes. I AirPlay it over to the Apple TV. It fills the room. I can listen to my book. I can do housework.
I take
it to the gym, and I'm listening on my phone. I'm driving down the car. I'm listening to my Mustang on the Bluetooth. It really means that I get 2 or 3 hours of reading every single day, and that's like a luxury. Doesn't that feel like... You would like to be able to read a couple hours a day?
Because most people say, I'd love to read, but I have to do chores. I have to make dinner, and I've got to walk to the store. It's like you can actually be reading your book while you're doing all of those things that you don't want to be doing.
Audiobooks are a blessing. I have all my audiobooks on my iPad as well. I strongly encourage you to give it a try if you haven't yet. Go to audible.com. Actually, it's at audiblepodcast.com.
That's right.
/iPadToday. And there's 100,000 titles there. It's gonna be. I admit it's kind of hard to pick, But here's the good news. You can get one book free by going to audiblepodcast.com/iPad today. Pick that book. You'll sign up for the gold account. That's a book a month. Your first month's free. Your first book is free. And you can cancel it any time at no cost to you. And the book is yours to keep forever. So that's a pretty good deal. There's lots of great books in there. There's the Steve Jobs biography. Highly recommend it. If you like, did you see that new Star Wars is out? That's a good one.
I haven't seen.
Well, there's a million Star Wars novels if you like the Star Wars. See, they have, see, Fate of the Jedi, Apocalypse.
Oh, you do a
you
good
get
one.
That absolutely free.
The siblings, Jedi Knights Valen and Jaisella Horn, continue
see, they,
to hold their documents.
And I'm telling you, if you close your eyes, it's better than a movie. Who are a little see, she's got her eyes closed.
The inspector narrowed his eyes.
No, it's
giving them a chance. It comes
I just
to
love,
life.
I love this.
It's like somebody's doing, reading to you, like your mom is reading to you or a play. Anyway, you got to try it if you haven't. It plays on everything, including the iPad, iPhone, iPods, Zunes, Kindles, all of that stuff. Go to audiblepodcast.com/iPad today and sign up right now. You will love it. Go ahead, do. It's time to put on Fanny hats.
Where are the hats?
Fanny
oh,
hats.
Mine. Would you like one?
I have
oh,
one.
Oh, you have one.
I have a funny hat.
What am I going to be today? I think I'm going to be...
We have a good choice of hats, don't we?
A... What is this?
What is that?
Queen of Hearts?
Yes.
Where
you
am
are...
Queen
you
of
are...
Hearts?
You're like in that... you're like Alice in Wonderland. And I'm like the Jamaica man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Nutty Dreadman.
Light up a spleef and let's get some... caps today, man.
I love how you put that on every few months, and then we pretend like we've never done the Jamaica joke before. Well, so my app cap is...
What is your app cap?
The most exciting app ever.
I am so excited, man.
Now, I would...
I can't believe it.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Now I'm Kung Fu Panda.
Right. That's different. That's a whole different accent. Oh, your Jamaican one was so good, though. So sorry, that's over. So this app, I won't even pretend to act like you haven't heard about it because it has 10.8 million daily users that are logged in through
Holy
Facebook
cow.
Only. And it
oh,
has
this is the hottest app.
25
it just came out.
Million registered users.
It's less than a month old.
Yeah.
This is so... I know exactly where you're going with this.
You
this
do.
Is a very hot app.
This is called... Draw Something and is the most fun. It's by Oh My God Pop, OMG Pop. And this app has taken the world by storm.
It's what is it, kind of like Pictionary over the internet kind of? Or
sort of. Yeah, sort of.
Sort
okay,
of?
So let's go to a game. I thought I was playing a concurrent game. Darn it.
Well, but yeah, but you probably fell off the face of the earth when you started doing the show, right?
Well, let's... No, darn it. Well, Heather Frank and I were in the middle of a game, so I'll go ahead and start a new game, I guess, with you.
So, oh, I'm not playing right now.
OMG Chad.
Play with Chad. He's not doing
OMG
anything.
Chad, is that your username?
Yeah.
Okay.
Username OMG Chad with an S at the end.
OMG Chad's?
Yeah, OMG
well, that's
Chad
not
was
confusing.
Taken.
OMG
oh.
Chad was taken?
I know.
What
it's such a popular game. It really is.
I know.
That's annoying. You know, Sarah Lane was taken on Pinterest, and I was really mad about that.
That makes me mad.
That just... Okay, so here I have the option to either draw a sled, draw DNA, or draw snow. No, so I could draw a snowman. Well, so I feel like Chad, even though this is a harder one, so you get more points, so your incentive is to choose the hardest word possible. I feel like Chad would maybe get this. Now, I have already paid for a more interesting color palette. What you get credits
by... You
pay
by, for color palette?
Well, you can pay through credits.
What was your original palette?
It was fewer colors.
Okay.
There was like...
It's
there
not
was,
that interesting.
There was black,
right?
There was red and yellow, I think, type
okay.
of thing. So I just have more of a gradient
okay.
if I want to go crazy. And if you want more colors,
I guess you don't
you
need a
see,
lot of colors.
No, I got the holiday package. That's what I decided
sure.
to buy. So you can see
yeah.
you get different credits.
Right.
I have 189, so I actually can't buy any yet, but I can keep playing, right? So
you
I'm incentivized.
Them. So it's not real money. You don't have to pay money for this.
No, but you could
of course,
if you wanted to from scratch.
Yeah.
Exactly. And
yeah.
so that's obviously why these sorts of games work, because people, you know, it doesn't seem like that much. So if I go ahead and, oh gosh, I'm gonna draw snow. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, so, oh wait, no. I go ahead and say, no, that's too big. I'll use my eraser. I want a smaller. Here's a snowman. And I'll do like a little corn cob pipe. a button nose.
So glad you got the holiday package because it's made this so much more realistic.
Made out of coal and a little hat on top.
I can only imagine how horrible that would have been without the holiday package.
You know, exactly. I mean, it's obviously a really nice. So I'll go ahead and Chad's probably going to look at this and say, it looks like a snowman. It's just snow. But what he'll get on his side is, no, I don't want to rate you right now. What Chad will get on his side is a little, almost like a little Scrabble board at the bottom. And it'll have some of the letters that are included in this word and some letters that are not.
So it's like Pictionary.
Yeah, yeah. But,
in Pictionary, you get assigned the word, the picture.
Yes.
You're making it up.
Well, and in Pictionary, someone just has to say, like, they either know it
Snowman.
Or they don't.
Right.
Right. And this,
there's it's like Hangman meets Pictionary.
Yeah, yeah. There's a little bit of hint going on. Brian Lamb, who used to work for Gizmodo, and I have been playing, and he drew this picture where it's like I have no idea what he drew. The answer was hair gel, and it was just basically a bunch of scribbles and a line.
You can't draw hair gel.
It's very hard to draw.
Right.
What he was drawing was like a hand and hair gel.
Right.
Anyway, but I just looked at the letters long enough and kind of did like almost like a boggle type thing where I finally figured it out.
So it's kind of like Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, and so then what it is, it's like a group effort. So it's about...
So you're playing with more than one other person?
I'm playing a bunch of games. It's like Words with Friends.
But it's one game per... It's a head-to-head game. It's not there's multiple people playing one game.
No, it's one. It's one-on-one, and then you can have a bunch of concurrent games. And
I have to play
if you
fun.
And I are playing and we keep getting it right, we both keep getting points. So it's not like I want to beat you.
Right.
We want to both just keep getting it. And
it's collaborative.
Sometimes, like a couple nights ago, my clue, MG and I were playing, and my clue to draw for him...
Were you in the same room when you were playing?
Yeah. That's how we communicate. And my clue I had to draw for him was Oprah. And it's like, Oprah?
No, but where did you get Oprah? Did it give you Oprah?
Yeah.
So it does give you the thing you're going to draw.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were making
it
up.
Oh, no.
That makes it much harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because nobody's going to assign themselves hair gel.
Oh, yes.
Or
yes.
Oprah.
No. That's why there's an easy, difficult, or hard. So Oprah.
Just out of curiosity. What did you do for Oprah?
What did I do? So the thing is that.
I would have done
obviously there aren't any
thin lady dragging a maggot wagon of meat.
That
with an O on
no
her
one
head.
Would ever get that.
I know some people would get it.
Nobody get that. The thing with draw something is it's not as if there are judges going, hey, you just wrote the word Oprah. You kind of just have to.
You could do that,
but that's not fun. So what I did was I drew a lady, a little stick figure lady, with a chair going, yay.
That's good.
And a little iPad under her.
Perfect.
And then another lady with a bright red dress and big hair.
Yeah.
She had a little thought bubble.
Yeah.
And it said, and you get an iPad. And MG was like, oh, that's Oprah.
Wow.
So you can get creative.
That was good. So you can write text even though it's kind of...
Yeah, well, I'm not writing the word. And I'm not saying this woman has a... But, you know what I mean?
It's almost like rules.
It's a little bit of like $20,000 pyramid.
Yeah.
It is so fun. So there are two versions. And actually, it's important to,
I gotta get it,
to know that
which
there are two versions.
It's called Draw Something.
Draw Something HD.
HD, don't get the iPhone version.
And I finished my game, so
you
did. Want to check it out.
So so this is actually kind of cool. Not only has Chad finished for me, but I can watch him solve mine.
Wow.
So, and it's actually, he can see that I drew something beforehand.
Oh, look.
And erased it. So you almost kind of have to have an incentive to try to get it right the first time, or it's kind of embarrassing. So now, here, this is me guessing what Chad is drawing. So,
Chad.
Watching, keep
okay,
it's a bone.
But
well, then start to type if that's what you think it is.
Chad.
Well, it's boner because it's got five
it's
words.
It's bones.
Bones, plural.
Bones.
Because I saw it. Yay!
So now Chad and I both get points because we're awesome. See that? Isn't that fun?
I'm definitely playing this, and I will not play with anybody who writes the words. You have to draw a picture.
Oh, yeah. I
will not play with you if you wrote Oprah.
Cheaters never prosper.
Cheaters never prosper.
Ever.
And the other way around.
So not only is there's a free version. It's called Draw Something Free. It is ad-supported. That might not bother you.
99 cents, you get the ad-free version, right?
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
So Heather...
Do you get the palette?
My friend Heather and I'm not sure because I haven't even downloaded the free version. Yeah. The Draw Something HD is 99 cents, so...
It's worth it.
Not a big deal.
Come on, a buck.
But if one person's on the free version and they want to play with the person who's upgraded, you can't. So that is something to take into consideration when someone's like, no, I added you. I drew you a picture. If you're not seen, that's why. It took us a while to figure that out, a friend of mine and I. Leo, now you have to find an app cap out of thin air.
I was going to play Draw Something for a little while.
You can't do that. We're so close to the end of the show. We're so close,
and yet...
So far away.
So very, very far. I'm going to show a program that I used. Have I... Actually, before I do that, did we ever show iStop Motion? You did. I wasn't here. MG did it.
Yes. Sorry.
Son of a gun.
I know. You were so mad about that.
I love that program. And they updated it for Retina.
Oh, cool.
And so iStop Motion, if you like that, it's a great program from Boink Software. They immediately added Retina capabilities. So now you can do an HD stop motion.
That's so cool. Whether it's claymation or a sunset or...
Right.
Or, I don't know, anything, really. You did that for This Week in Google 1 week.
Yeah,
where everyone's doing throughout the show in stop motion.
So if you've ever had to, this would be a great thing to maybe tie into Pinterest. If you've ever had to, you moved about a year ago, and mm-hmm. the next time you move, you might have a room, a space that you need to lay out furniture and stuff like. Have I shown this before?
No.
This is called Living Room. I was looking for a program that would let me just, you know, put in the dimensions of a room and then move around furniture and figure out what's where. You can. This is actually a great little program. It's just a few bucks. It's called Living Room, and you get a bunch of. Let's say I want to add a bookcase or a cabinet. They've got all these different items.
Oh, that's
a chair,
cool.
A lamp. So let's add it. Let's add a table lamp. You could put it in here. You get to change the size of it. You get to move it around. So what I did is I defined in the dimensions. I defined how big the room was. In this case, 19 by 23 feet. You can have a grid on it. You can have the object snap to the grid or not. You could see the room with the furniture or without the furniture. And then you can lay it out and figure out, well, do I have room for the sofa here if I put the bed there? This is a studio apartment, so there's not a lot of room. So I really wanted to play with it to see if I could fit in various things. You can have multiple rooms. This doesn't do... There are programs on here that will do 3D fly-throughs and all sorts of stuff. But when I read all the reviews, most of them crashed. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided better to have a program that doesn't crash. Then you can keep notes on the left here. If you go into portrait mode, the notes disappear and you get a fuller view of the room so that you can see it. It will let you email it. It will let you print it out. It will let you make a PDF so you can take it to the furniture store. You know what your dimensions are. Truth is, just take your iPad to the furniture store, and if you're looking at some furniture, you can actually put that furniture in here and see if you can move it around and get the feng shui just right. And then the Sims move in, and everybody's happy. This is called Living Room. And it's a nice little program. I think it was $5.
Yeah, $4.99.
$4.99. There it is.
Living Room, all one.
And I didn't do a lot of color, but you can apply textures, including wood and cement, and make it look a little bit more like the real deal.
Yeah, if you were trying to figure out how to arrange your colors, if you've got.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm not that sophisticated.
Stuff.
I was just trying to see if the furniture would fit. But if you were a little more sophisticated, you could do that as well.
Yeah, you could be as simple or as detailed as you want. I've moved so many times, and
this would be
handy. This is the sort of thing that I always do on graph paper.
Right, exactly.
I have in the past because
exactly.
It's like you look at an empty room, and I don't know what it is. It's psychological, but it always looks smaller. And then you get all your stuff in. And then
that's right.
You have more room than you thought you did.
I was surprised. Look at all the stuff
so
I got
it really
in here. I didn't
does,
think I was going to get everything in there.
Yeah, because it's a small space, right? Yeah. And you think, oh, man, oh, gosh, where is it all going to go?
Yep.
But it works.
Now, there are desktop apps that are much better than this on laptops and stuff. I like the idea I can bring my iPad. I would like to see some of those desktop apps on the iPad that would allow me, for instance, to open a catalog and say I needed something that size
mm-hmm.
That would let me paste in from the... Let's say I wanted Restoration Hardware. I could paste those in and I'd get a better idea. I'd love a 3D fly-through. If somebody has something better than this, I would love to see it. But this is, after looking at all the different programs, I downloaded a few of them. This is the one I ended up using because it was reliable, it was quick, it was easy. It's called Living Room, and $4.99. It's very affordable.
Yeah, Planet Next Software.
Yeah. So
I hadn't heard of them before. That's awesome.
Yeah, they do some nice stuff.
Good.
I'll tell you, I'm downloading and lots of apps. I'm seeing some big improvements in some apps for the Retina display. But just in general, what I'm very pleased to see on this new iPad is that the existing apps all look better. Everything looks better. It's easier to read text. That camera is blowing me away. Truth is, I thought I was a little weird when I actually tweeted this. I'm happy about the Retina display, but I'm hoping that Apple puts a better camera in. They answered my tweet. And I know everybody thought, you're crazy. Who cares about the camera? You will see. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah.
And when and if you see somebody walking around with it like this,
you'll know
that they too like the camera.
They believe in the video revolution.
I believe in the video revolution. I just need like little flaps on the side. You know, when you're shooting video, you can see where you're going, so it's okay.
Yeah.
And then that would keep the sunlight out.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll just throw a sweatshirt over your head.
That's a great idea.
Something like that.
Yeah.
All right. So we've come to the end of our show. This has been very exciting. The entire time, I just keep looking over
Nothing's
my new
happened,
iPad.
Though, right? Yeah.
No, because
you haven't set it up.
I need to restore it.
It's exciting.
I
go
have
home.
To restore from this guy.
Sync,
this guy.
Sync and do it by hardwire. It'll be much faster.
I will.
You don't have to
That's exactly
wait
what
all
I'm going
night to
do.
Use your brand new iPad.
And I'm
going to
start obsessing over all of these little palm marks. Oh, boy, this new guy. And now I got to get a new smart cover. And no, I don't have to get any of that because I've got one of those cases just like you do. But we will be back at our regular time next week, 1:30 p.m. Pacific.
On Thursday.
Thursdays, 4:30 p.m. Eastern, of course, and some GMT time.
21:30 UTC.
UTC that Leo knows by heart. And thanks, everybody, for watching. And we'll see you next week on New iPad Today.
Yay.